That's a wonderful experience to sing tonight.
Yes, it is.
That we've been in the Army a long time, and we haven't got tired yet. Well, we're glad to see all of our brothers and sisters. As I said before, we're glad for everyone that's here. We're glad for the people that from Perry that is here. We're glad for all of our folks and the people that are connected with our people. Right on down, we're thankful that you're here.
Yes.
And we're thankful to above all tonight that we're able to preach the word of God without money and without price. They said something this afternoon, after I believe it was late this afternoon, about I was going to read the word. I am a person that depends on the Spirit of God for everything. It's a wonderful feeling putting out the word of God. I'd rather do it than anything I know of. Not that you desire that you can do anything of yourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. The Apostle Paul says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me.
We would like for everyone now to not talk while Brother Harris is preaching. Give him your attention. It won't be but a few minutes, but if you talk to the one beside you, you're going to disturb the one on the other side of you. So let's give him our attention now, just for a few minutes. It won't be long, and he's going to give you the word of God.
When thou walkest by the way of the living, and on the pendants of the that wonderful tonight? Really a wonderful feeling.
Yes, it is.
I've asked the Lord for his blessings a many a time. Because they are rich. And they had no sorrow with them. Now, folks, I'll tell you, I'd rather be a person able to feel the presence of God and to feed the church than anything I know of. It says, take heed. Of course, we may all not be overseers, but feed the flock. The word of God is the thing that we feast on. It's the thing that saves the world. It is the thing that saved our soul. And so I feel like saying, by my God, I can run through a troop and leap over a wall. But sometimes I feel like running through the wall and leaping over the troop. I'll tell you, I just like the way the Spirit of the Lord makes them. How it fills our heart with the rich blessings. Oh, when there's nothing in between you and God, and you can feel that power. Oh, God in heaven knows how to bless you. Oh, it raises from the dead. It sends out the convicting power. It touches people's heart. It is the power of God. We're built upon Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone, and the apostles, and the prophets, and Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Oh, I'll tell you, sweet tonight, we pray that God will give us utterance, that we may be able to preach it, without, we said, without money and without price. Oh, my friends, tonight, it's a wonderful feeling to be in the ark of God. We'd rather be on the inside looking out than to be upon the outside looking in. Oh, I'll tell you, I feel good tonight. I've always loved, ever since I've been sanctified, you know, I'll be sanctified 18 years. 18 years, the 21st day of this month. I thank God for it. I'm going to tell on Uncle Rufus now. The other Sunday in Columbia, he says, well, if everybody was like you, I wouldn't have no worry. But I thought of that. The way to do it is just everybody live holy. Preach the word of God. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke with all authority. And let the word of God dwell in you richly. And the blessings of heaven will fall. God is intended. And that's the only way he feeds a man or a woman's heart, is into the blessed word of God. How it feeds our heart. It is wonderful.
If it's getting brighter,
we can know tonight. Well, I'll try not to take up too much time, but I got a little bit of scripture I feel like reading tonight, which is just as sweet, just as good, and just as wholesome, and it will work if we'll let the word of God work into our heart. The word of God cleanses out. We're saved by the word of God. It cleanses out, it purifies, and it'll build us up on our most holy faith. And reading in Corinthians, the first chapter, the 17th and the 18th verse. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. I'd like to read a few verses in the second chapter. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God, for I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of the power of God, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. In those verses, there's a soul-thrilling message right there. There's some deep meaning in that. And so I thought, as the Apostle Paul, the great work that he done and the many churches that he established and the things that he went through, he had a persecution to go through because he preached through Christ and the resurrection. There's where he met most of his persecution. And so then he found out that it took the preaching to save them that believe. And I thought here in Corinthians how he told them here, I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given to you by Jesus Christ, that in everything you are enriched by him, in all utterance and in all knowledge, so that you come behind in no gift. So the Savior, and in all through the Bible, wants us to keep our spiritual part all done up. I've been ready for camp meeting a long time. Ever since I got sanctified, I've been ready for the meeting and the services of God. Though this outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day. I'm not looking at you the way that you're dressed. I'm not looking at just for I see that we're getting older. But I want to see the presence of God in your face and in your expression and the mark of the beast upon your forehead. That is what counts. That is being up, dressed up, mark of the Lamb, that's right. That is being dressed up for camp meeting, is having on the robe of righteousness. And so then Paul coming along here, he talked about how he had baptized some and they were said, well, I am of Paul and I of Apollos. But Paul says, is Christ divided? Or was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? It wasn't us that done the work. It wasn't our foreparents before us done the work. But they got a hold of the gospel that God intended them for have and stood on that word of God. And thereby it has come down into the present day. And we heard the preaching and we obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which delivered to us. What did it do? Seeing that you have purified your soul through unfeigned love of the truth, see that you love one another with a pure heart firmly. And so it was the gospel that come on down, and it wasn't anything that man added that we got it. But I want to say I have confidence in people that live holy and stand by the standard, and they cause me to come in and want to serve God. And so then he said, I thank God that I baptized none of you but Crispus and Gaius, lest any should say I have baptized in my own name. But I want to read this verse, for Christ sent me not to baptize, listen, but to preach the gospel. That's what God done for us when we got sanctified, is we felt like preaching the gospel. Not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ, here's the thing I want you to catch, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. Now, there's a lot of things connected with the word of God. And how, as we said, it purifies. And we don't want to make the cross of Christ of none effect. And Paul says, and I may know him, preach not, determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. If you know that, you know a lot. There's a lot of things. I like to just, where I'm thinking on this, refer you back to a verse in the 8th chapter of Acts, where Philip was going along, Saul was going along there, and you all know how that this man thought that he could receive this thing by just laying on in hands too, you know. But Paul told him that thou art in a bond of iniquity, and thy heart is not right with God. Now that's the word of God. If you Bible readers can read it for yourself, I'm just quoting the word of God. But it come along here, and old Philip began to preach one time, and I want to tell you what he preached about. But when they believed, Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ. And so then when you preach the gospel, you preach the things concerning the kingdom of God. Now God fixed one plan whereby all men could come under and be under that one shepherd and that one fold. Now it's in the Bible if you want to read it. He made one shepherd and he made one fold. That's what he done. We don't want to make the cross of Christ of none effect, but we want to hold up the word of God. Christ's sanctified holy church has got the greatest challenge it ever has had, is to preach the word of God, and lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. And when you preach it, you don't get the pat on the back from the world, you don't get the pat on the back from everybody, but you get it from the Lord. That's where it comes from the word of God. And old Paul and Esther, I've been reading in Esther, and you all know the story of Esther, how there her people was going to be destroyed because Mordecai wouldn't bow down to Haman. But I'll tell you, they rent their clothes. All of the Jews rent their clothes. They went in the morning. They were sincere. I'll take it along, Louise. I'll tell you, the Spirit comes so good. Oh, how I love it tonight. You all forgive me here. I won't take too much time here. But she was, and old Mordecai went and told her, says, if deliverance don't come from you, it'll come from another source. Did he tell her that? And she knew that if she went into the king's house and he didn't hold out that golden sepulcher, her life would be taken.
That's right.
Is that right?
Right.
She told, sent word back to Mordecai. She told him there, she says, send word back to him and says, if I perish,
I perish.
Ooh, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
That's the way I feel tonight.
Yeah,
Oh, the word of God, if I perish, I perish.
Yeah.
When you get sanctified holy, you're ordained of God. You're not afraid of man. You're not afraid to preach it. We don't want the cross of Christ, the preaching of this church, to go down. The world has trampled it under their feet. But we in this chair meeting can thank God because we've got it right. We should say glory to God. God has spoiled this church because we've held up the cross of Christ. The world has trampled it. But are we going to pat them on the back? I want them to say no. Brothers and sisters, it's the word of God. Did she deliver her people? God was with her. When she walked in there, that old king held out that
sepulcher.
God always protects his people. Always had protected it. And always will. Oh, I feel like shouting. Well, that's wonderful. Now, so then, lest the cross of Christ should be in another faith. For the preaching of the cross, now listen, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. Is that right? They don't like the way we shout. The world don't like the way we preach. They don't like the way we do. They don't like our resurrection. They don't like our baptism. They don't like our Holy Communion. But I'll tell you, we don't want to make the cross of Christ of none effect. If you preach those things, you make the cross of Christ of none effect. Is that right? There has never been a man saved without the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Bless the Lord.
Is that right?
Right.
Never a man saved without the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Wherefore Jesus, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate.
That's true.
Oh, it needs to be linked up by the Spirit.
That's right.
The word of my wisdom knew not God. So saith the Scripture. For after the wisdom of the God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness. Ooh, it may be foolishness to the world, but not to us. It is Christ, the power of God. Oh, can't you feel it tonight? I'm glad we're holding up the old standard. The world may be trampling it down, but I love the resurrection. I believe in the resurrection. We believe in a baptism. We believe in a sacrament. Do we believe it? We are the only people that believe in it. I'll back it up by the word of God. I'll tell you, I feel like running through that troop tonight. Any man wants to talk with me on the word of God, I'm ready. I'm ready. Standing in the defense of the word of God. I'm preaching to save them that believe. How they would like to trample the word of God, the cross of Christ. But what are you going to do about it? Now I'm going to turn to you in 1959 of this tent meeting. What are you going to do about it? It's right here. How are you going to handle the word of God? How are you going to put it out? If you believe it'll be to the saving of your soul. But if you be disobedient, then it won't be upon you. It won't be upon you. But listen here, Paul preaching to the Galatian now. He found some trouble over there. Folks, tonight the God is real. It's the most sincere thing in life is to be sanctified holy. It's not a trifling matter. It's not a matter you put it on today and take it off tomorrow. But you have to get it with all of your heart. You have to cherish it above every living thing on the earth. Is the presence of God into your heart. Is that right, brothers and sisters? It is by the word of God. And when you get it that way, the light from the lighthouse from on high will shine into your heart when you get it. But these people were disobedient too. Now listen what they said. They like to preach circumcision then. A lot of people don't preach that today, but it was preached under that when Paul had to confront it. And he found the church and he told them, if I or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you, let him be accursed. Do you say that? Do you say that? The word of God says it. But though I or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you, let him be accursed. That means me if I'm disobedient. Right? As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh. Listen, the world likes to make a fair show in the flesh. Oh, they say, well, it's not necessary to preach this or to preach that. But it is necessary to preach the word of God. Jesus Christ and himself wraps it all up into himself to gather them. And you can't separate it. And so then if you get Christ in your heart, you get sanctified holy, you've got him. And if you take on anything else, you haven't got him. Is that right, Brother Paul? Am I preaching the word of God? As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised. Listen now. Only lest they should suffer the persecution of the cross of Christ. They wanted to preach it because they were afraid they were going to get some persecution. You won't get the persecution with the world when you preach it like them. But there is a difference. But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me tell you what the cross of Christ done. Now it says, blotting out and you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, had he quickened together with him, having forgiven all your trespasses. Blotting out. I want to tell you what the cross of Christ done. I want to tell you right here, and you all can read it for yourself. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us. Which was contrary to us. And took it out of the way, nailed it to his cross. Oh, I'll tell you, we want to preach Christ. Preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. And that's the reason why he went to the cross, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Took it out of the way, nailed it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shoe of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Isn't that what he done for us? He triumphed over them for us. And having, for it pleased the Father, that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, and you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now had he reconciled, how? In the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy, unblameable, and I'm removable, and I'm reprovable in his sight. And you that were dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh had he quickened together with him, having forgiven all your trespasses, blotting out, isn't that wonderful? The cross of Christ blotted out all the things that was against us. Listen now. Blotted out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of his way. What did he do with it? Nailed it to his cross. Then if we preach anything else, we make the cross of Christ of none effect. Isn't that plain? Isn't that pretty? That's not patting anything on the back, friends, but you've got to come to the blessed word of God. Then in having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over in them. And that's what the Savior done. He triumphed over in them and brought us the word of God so that we could enjoy it. For he is our peace, who had made both one, and had broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished. What's that mean? Folks, tonight Jesus will make you free. Don't we sing it? You sing, he set me free. What does? What set you free? The cross of Christ set you free. It don't entangle people. It don't bring them in bondage. But other things brings them in bondage. He took it out of the way that we might be free. That's in nailing it to his cross. Having abolished in his flesh the enmity,
that's right,
even the law of commandments, listen, contained in ordinances. He put them all together. What for? For to make in himself a twain, one new man, so making peace. That's how we got free. When we heard the call of the blood of Christ. Let me read you what John said on the Isle of Patmos over here, if you all permit. They thought they'd do away with it. They couldn't do it, did they?
They couldn't do it.
And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. By the cross of Christ. So he took the law of commandments, contained in ordinances, and the things that was contrary to us, which wouldn't make the comers down to perfect. He wrapped everything up and done away with everything except Jesus. And that's Jesus Christ and him crucified. And so then, so the only thing that will stand for the human race is the word of God. And Jesus Christ and him crucified, that he says, you are complete in me. That's the way that we come complete. But now is made manifest. But now is made manifest. But now, what have you got now? What have you got right now? I want the presence of God right now. Oh, can't you feel it? I like that, don't you? But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior through the working of the cross now. But appearing by our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to life through the gospel. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel. Isn't that wonderful? To preach the gospel. That in Jesus Christ, everything else was done away with but him. But now, but right now, friends in the world, if you come to God, God will wash away your sin and sanctify you wholly, and you'll be complete.
That's right.
Yes,
you preacher.
If you want peace, God can give it to you. If you want happiness, God can give it to you. If you want everything that God has got, God can give it to you. He'll give it to all men liberally and upbraid him not. We can recommend him tonight because we know how to preach to people and tell them how to get out of sin. And we're preaching it lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. But now is made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death. Who done it? Who done abolished death? Did any work of man abolish death? No. Did any work that we could do abolish death? No. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Yeah. That spear that pierced his side and out came water in blood was a fountain open for the human race.
Right.
That's the only thing will make you whole. And I'll tell you, when you get into it, it'll wash you whiter than snow. Oh, the glory of God from heaven will fill your soul, and you'll feel like telling what God has done for you through the blood of his cross. And I had abolished death. It's taken out of the way, and it brought life.
Life
and immortality.
Yeah, life.
What brings it? What brings it? Through the working of the cross of Christ.
Right.
Through his suffering, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Yeah. That he might take up everything and wrap it into himself. And when you get sanctified, you get the resurrection.
Yeah. Every night.
Yeah.
When you get sanctified, you get the baptism.
Yeah.
When you get sanctified, you get the Holy Communion.
Yeah.
When you get sanctified, you are a saved person.
Right.
Right.
The world doesn't believe that.
Right.
The world believes that you're saved at conversion.
Yeah.
But they say, a lot of them say, that you go ahead and then if you don't get sanctified, you'll have an up and down life. That's not the word of God.
No.
That's not preaching the cross of Christ.
No,
that's not preaching. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
The world believes it.
Yeah, they do.
The world believes it, but we're a church saying that it takes the blood of Christ, the Holy Ghost, the thing that born you into the world, but now it is made manifest. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. That's what God does. I don't know how much you folks are enjoying it, but I'm receiving it. Oh, bless the Lord. It's sweet tonight. I like to preach when you all feel good, but if you don't, I'm going to preach it out. That's what the word of God gives you. And if you don't say amen, I'm going to preach anyway. Because the word of God, who had abolished death and brought life and immortality. Well, the world says you don't get immortality until the final resurrection. We say you don't get mortality until the final resurrection too.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Don't we?
Yeah, that's right.
But we've been resurrected.
Yeah.
Are we ashamed of it?
No.
Are you ashamed
no.
of it? Because God has resurrected you.
No, we're not ashamed.
No, not ashamed of it. Glory to God. That's the way we got salvation.
Yeah.
That's the way this boy come to life.
Yeah.
Over 18 years ago in a little country church up on an island called Chicotega.
Yeah.
I'm glad I was raised there, folks.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of things our old folks preached them, and a lot of people put their hand against it, and it encouraged this boy. That's the reason I love him.
Yeah.
I still do.
Yeah.
Ooh, I tell you, it does my heart good to think of our church. Folks, I'm a member of Christ, sanctified, holy church. We want the people in Perry to know it. We want the people in Columbia to know it. We want the people in every community to know what church we belong to. And that we're preaching the word of God.
Just like it is.
Just like it is. Not ashamed of it. One woman said to me, I built a house for her. Said, I can't understand how you go to church so much. I can't, well, you don't. You want to hell? I said, no, we ain't even got a paid preacher. Oh, I thank the God for that.
Yeah.
The Lord pays us, though, I told her.
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you, he pays us from the rich blessings from on high.
Yeah.
Folks, we got our immortality tonight, and we got life, and was immortality brought to light through the gospel. Moreover, brethren, the gospel I declare unto you.
Yeah.
That's the one we're preaching
that's
tonight.
The one we're
lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect.
Yeah.
So at Jesus going to the cross, he done away with every ordinance.
Yes,
he done away with every principality.
Right.
He done away with every power.
Yeah.
He took the law of commandments containing ordinances.
Yeah,
he took everything out of the way, nailing it to his cross.
Yeah.
That you and I might have boldness to enter into the holiest of all.
Yeah.
By the blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
Nothing but queen. Nothing that man can add. But God from heaven can add. I'll tell you tonight, it's real. Folks, tonight, if you want to go home to heaven, obey the word of God.
Yeah.
It's here tonight. It's for you. Oh, I feel like, Elijah, Lord, if we could pray such a short prayer that the power from heaven will fall and burn up all the dross.
Yeah.
Oh, it's real tonight. It's wonderful. And so Jesus wrapped it up into himself, that in all things he might have the preeminence.
Yeah.
That's Jesus Christ and him crucified.
Yes,
brothers and sisters, I'm glad to see every one of you. I love you in my heart. It's just as sweet. And I want to say this. As I started to say about getting sanctified, I'm going to quit. But I want to say this. Then they were having a little meeting in the Sunday morning there. They returned from camp meeting. And I walked in that little church. I was just 16 years old.
Yeah.
I always did love sanctified people. And I wanted to be sanctified. Do you know tonight I'm sanctified, holy? Don't that bring a good feeling? Nothing between but God and himself. Oh, it makes me feel like shouting. Oh, folks, tonight, let's break down all the altars. Let's let God rule. Oh, he'll light in our pathway. He'll bring the power down. Oh, I see it tonight, what it takes. It takes the word of God. Well, they started that meeting on that Sunday morning. They didn't get a chance to preach. They were singing there, and God began to knock at this boy's heart. Ooh, I tell you, I didn't turn him aside.
No, you didn't.
Oh, the enemy put up many things there, saying you can't go.
Yeah.
And this and that, you're in school and you can't go. I said, Lord, I want to go anyhow.
Yeah.
I made the start.
Yeah.
Brothers and sisters, I got what I asked for.
Yeah.
And God told me that if I got my sins forgiven, listen now, and get sanctified, I'd be complete. They told me I'd be happier. They told me I wouldn't need the things of the world. They told me it was the baptism. They told me it was the sacrament. Folks, that's just what it is tonight.
Yes, sir. That's what it is tonight.
Just what it is tonight. And I found it in the Word of God.
Yes, sir.
Oh, if you ever get yourself lost in this Word, you'll be happier.
That's right.
That's what the church needs, is people searching in the Word of God.
That's right.
That's where you have failed. That's why our power's gone. It's because you don't search the Word of God. If you search it, it will build you up on your most holy faith. And when you come to church, you'll feel like preaching. And you'll feel like praying. You'll be like Brother Billy Chapman. The preach, the sing, the shout, the testament. Always ready to anything. Not that you can do anything, but you can do it through Christ. And folks, I got sanctified. And tonight I'm sanctified. Just the same. Through these 18 years, it's been sweet. If I told you the blessings that I had, wadding along in that car, or about my work from day to day, going by stoplights and things, so happy, filled with the Word of God, oh, I'll tell you, it's wonderful, isn't it? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. If I lose this, what I got, I pray the